Hey, Jordan.
Hey, Ryan.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Yeah, so we're going to have to make this one a bit short because we're sort of cutting it close.
We don't have a ton of time today, but we wanted to get one in since we took a week off for Thanksgiving. So
yeah.
Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
I did, Ryan.
Great. Awesome. Cool. Me too. So let's talk about it. Jordan showed me a weird game that I still don't know what to think about it, but why don't you tell us about the game?
So this game is called My Summer Car. You basically have to build this car from scratch, like the whole entire thing. You got to add the body frame, the tires, even the engine. You have to build the whole engine, and if something's wrong, your character will most likely die in a car crash. But if you don't drive it, then, well, then you can basically drive other vehicles. There's like six other vehicles that you can drive.
Wait a second. So even if you don't build your car, you get to drive?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
But it takes a long time since this is all about driving, not just let's just sit around and then I have a whole stock full of supplies and all that. Yeah, no. It's not one of those.
So, now, it's been a few weeks. So, if I remember correctly, you had to drive in a truck to go pick up parts, right?
Yes. I was driving in a tractor to go pick up parts. To go pick up parts. And as I was building the engine, I was continuing this playthrough. And the first time I played through, I immediately died.
Yeah.
And so second time going through, it was not bad. I got pretty far. Third time, however, oh god. Third time was with you. So apparently, I didn't know this. Apparently, if you punch the windshield, you immediately can die by the windshield.
Okay. Now, why were you punching the windshield?
Because on the car, right, there's this windshield that's already installed in. I was like, I can't see anything. I was trying to activate the wipers, but no, punch the windshield.
Gotcha. And then you die.
And then I died by the glass in my face, apparently.
Now, I do have a couple questions for you about this game.
Yes.
So you're building your summer car, and you're building it from scratch.
Yes.
Say you didn't die. How long of a process is building this car?
Well, if you don't know nothing, then this can take probably months.
Okay.
However, if you
All summer?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
However, if you do know the process, then it will just take a couple of days.
Now, So, I don't know anything about building cars, so if I were to sit down and play this game, are there, like, hints? Does the game give you hints on, like, what to do first and that kind of stuff?
No. This game is so specific, it even has different numbered spanners. Like, if you don't know which spanner to use, you are screwed to the max.
Okay. All right. So I would get nowhere in this game.
No.
But say someone like another teacher here, Mac, seems to know a lot about cars. Mac would probably do very well at this game.
Yes, Mac would do very well. That's sort of debatable. It's a station wagon.
Okay. All right. Oh, so you don't get to kind of make whatever car you want to make. You have to make the same car every time, or
you can make the car that it wants you to make, or you can change it into a souped-up soapbox that apparently goes faster than any car in the game.
Oh, okay. All right. So, once you get your car built, what do you do in the game?
Well, as soon as you get your car built, what you do in the game is the game's a survival game. It's marked as survival.
Oh, okay.
You can
weird.
Yeah, very weird. You can... Well, you have to eat, sleep, whiz, pay your bills, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Because if you don't pay your bills, your lights will go out, and then, oh, look at that, I can't see nothing.
So there's a lot to this game.
Yes.
How many hours would you say you've played this game?
So far, just a couple.
So this is a new game for you?
Yes.
Gotcha. Did this game just come out?
No.
No, you're new to it, but it's been out a while. Okay.
Yes.
My Summer Car. I would say it's not Seaman weird, but it's up there as far as the games we've talked about.
Yeah, that My Summer Car has gotten pretty far.
Is this a popular game?
This is a popular game because a lot of popular YouTubers play it.
Gotcha.
Like Graystow plays, who else? I think that's the only one that I know that actually plays the game. But no one else wanted to play it because it was so mind-taking and just... Really, no one else knows how to build cars on YouTube, all right? They're only there for the video games. Gosh,
sure. I wouldn't know what to do with this game.
Yeah, so...
I would do better at... what's the one where the...
Smoke and Teller?
No, not Penn and Teller Smoke and Mirrors. The one where you're flying and you poop on things. Do you remember the name of that one? It had a nutty name too, but I would do better at that game than this game. I'd probably do better at Seaman than this game.
Okay, Seaman is taking it a bit too far. You literally have to tap on the glass for a fish with a face to come out.
I feel like at some point this year, for this podcast, maybe towards the end of the year when we're wrapping up this weird game thing we're doing, that you and I need to somehow play Seaman. I don't know how we're going to do that, but I'm going to look into it.
Dude that was doing the walkthrough sounded Australian. And if that's in Australia, then looks like we're making a field trip. Ryan's going to be emailing me 5 o'clock in the morning. You ready for the field trip?
I like that we're taking a field trip to Australia, and all we do when we get there is play this ridiculous game. We don't enjoy Australia. We don't learn about the culture. We don't see any sights.
We're just playing going this there to one play video game.
Seaman. That would be insane. But I'm in.
Well, looks like we need to talk to the higher-ups about that one.
So, we'll make that proposal and see if the school will pay us to fly to Australia just to play this game, and then we fly right back. All right, My Summer Car. That's about it. This has got to be a short episode, but we'll do a longer one soon.
Yeah.
And one of the things I think we should do, since we kind of did a Halloween thing, I think we should look into some Christmas holiday, not necessarily Christmas, could be Hanukkah, it could be whatever, some holiday-themed games we should check out. I think that's what we should do for the next month, is try to find some holiday games. Now, maybe there aren't that many. I don't know.
My buddy and me, so the arcade was full of games. However, there's one homemade crappy game. It was complete crappy. I mean crappy to the max. Have you ever heard of Here Comes Santa Down the Chimney?
No, this is a game?
This is not an actual real-life game. Someone actually made this and put it inside an arcade. I'm pretty sure it was the owner. But this was like back... I don't know when. But he made it. And the graphics were so crappy. Like, have you ever seen one of those one of those miniature games that you could play.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just so small. Just imagine the graphics on that onto a giant, like, crappy arcade machine with Miss Pac-Man on top.
I want to play this game now.
I'm pretty sure the arcade down by the mall is closed.
It definitely is. The mall in Rutland?
Yeah, the mall in Rutland.
The whole thing's closed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the mall's no more.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, the building's still there, but there's nothing in it. Yes, we're definitely not finding it there. Santa Down the Chimney, it's called?
Santa Down the Chimney.
All right, we're gonna find some Christmas-themed games coming up here. Holiday games. It doesn't have to be Christmas. It could be a bunch of things.
Yes.
Maybe there's some Thanksgiving games we can load into it, too. We just had Thanksgiving.
I mean, I know that there's, like, a couple hunting simulators, like... Well, I don't even know. Call of the Wild, that's one.
Okay.
Basically, you run around with a shotgun, sniper rifle, whatever you want for a gun, and then you look for the animal. And as soon as you find it, boom.
Okay.
And the more animals you kill, the more you can upgrade the weapon, the more you can do all that. But that's a whole nother game for a whole nother story. For a whole nother episode. I'm losing my mind today.
That's okay, Jordan. That's all right. I'm losing my mind over the thought of going to Australia to play Seaman. So thanks for listening. We'll have another episode up for you soon, and hopefully get a couple holiday episodes in. I think that will be fun to see what's out there. So, yeah, thanks, Jordan.
All right. See you later, Ryan. See you later, viewers.
All right. Bye.